Welcome to Living in the 60s. I'm Tom, and we have Craig here, and we're talking about another interesting episode of the 60s, and this time we are talking about things that we did in the 60s that today they feel were very dangerous. Those carefree days with our creativity, we had a lot of fun, and I don't really think they were so dangerous.
You know, that's why we want to let our kids and our grandkids and all our listeners know how we survived living in the 60s. I don't know how we did it, Tom, but we're here. And in no particular order, we're going to go through, I think, a pretty interesting list of things that we did back in the 60s. It's just bringing back memories by today's standards, which are naughty, but they were fine back then.
They were just fine, and we consider it that way. So let's start, Craig, with no seat belts.
Unbelievable.
Back then, there was no law that told us we needed seat belts. So we'd hop into the car, no seat belts required, and the kids would even ride in the front seat, shotgun, as we say for the youngsters today.
Yeah. How about baby car seats?
Oh, remember those?
There was no safety standard back then. And yeah. I don't really remember seeing too many baby car seats, but they were around. And then if you were in the car on a warm day and you were small enough, we were younger then.
This is one of my favorites.
Right. You could climb into the back window and feel the warmth of the sun, and it felt great. So on a trip to keep us occupied, we'd sing 100 bottles of beer on the wall and sit in the back window and stay nice and warm. And it wasn't necessarily considered dangerous, the song itself, but the two combined, laying in the back window and singing the song, kind of outrageous for those times.
I think it was the beat back then.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, it was fun, and that was one of my memories of laying in the back window there. It was so nice, so warm. And, of course, that was when the car was moving, too.
So right. Tom? You could actually still fit in the back window.
I don't quite think so. I have a little trouble getting into the back
seat. Oh, you'd be fine.
Say, kids back then would walk around unsupervised and feeling safe. Remember that?
Yep, I do.
We would head out to your friend's house, always take bikes or walk, told mom and dad where you were going. Always told them where you were going so they knew where you're at. And you'd even play in the dark and head back home after dark. You told your parents where you were going. You usually had the phone number of the neighbors.
Yep.
And mom would call or whatever. There were no cell phones at all. And sometimes, my mom really had me. We had to go back home if you were there and you were going someplace else. Go back home and tell her where you were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then. Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but discipline with the parents meant that when you were told something, you did it. Now, you complained sometimes, but that didn't do any good. So you did what your parents wanted. If you did something wrong, you probably would be subjected to what was called a spanking.
Yep.
Usually with a hand, maybe a belt, or one of my remembrances was a spoon.
Oh, my mom would have the spoon.
Yeah.
The spoon.
Yes, we had a spoon.
Yeah, it would swat you a little bit, but...
And it did hurt. No. Now, however, I have to say the spankings were not what we would consider a beating, as some may think of as today. It certainly hurt, but however, after it was over, your parent would talk with you. You'd understand not to do whatever you did, and pretty much it worked out.
That's right. You know, and the same thing happened in school. Teachers did have the authority back then to discipline you. For the guys, it was a shop teacher. The gals didn't get much on the swats or anything. You know, shop teacher, or in Phi Ed class, it was the Phi Ed teacher. But it was always with respect, and you knew. And then, of course, when you got home, you'd also get a talking to.
Yep.
And not necessarily a swat, but it was a lot of, believe it or not, even love in that, too.
A little love. Here's a swat for you with a little love. We used to hear about the nuns that would not hesitate to hit you in the fingers or hands. Oh, I've and heard, I'm sure our 60s friends have all types of stories for
I
that
have
one,
heard
right?
more from yeah. our friends about teachers swatting them on the hand or the with the pointer.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing, too. Usually in the boys, the FIAD, and we talked about that, and assistant principals, if you yep. went in there, but again, it's respecting authority to it. Over the years, we went back and met many of the dedicated teachers, even though they may have disciplined us, but they turned out to be great friends, truly great friends, and they gave us wonderful memories. I'm just going to put one more shout out to, if you guys have any of your teachers that you felt, you remember memories of the teachers you felt were good to you, just give us a shout out on that, and we'll put it on another podcast.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah. So here's one that I can speak firsthand on. In the 60s, of course, brought the freedom, and we did feel safe, so we put up a thumb and went hitchhiking. So I would hitchhike back and forth to Mankato State more than my parents ever knew. And I can honestly say I was never concerned for my freedom I rode with a lot of truckers, a lot of nice people. And it's crazy to think about it doing right now. People would go cross town, cross country, you know, just looking for a ride. And again, you felt safe. And the drivers, they were good enough. They wanted to help. And if you need to ride, they'd ask me, where are you going? And if I just got onto Mankato, I'd say, I'm going to Golden Valley, going to New Hope or whatever. And amazingly, you could find a ride. So hitchhiking.
And that was part of the 60s.
Yeah,
if you
right.
ask, what's the 60s? One of the things were hitchhiking.
Yep, thumbs up.
Oh, how about this one? Parents smoking and drinking, including pregnant moms.
Right.
Back then, a lot of people smoked, including in the car, yep. in the house, even at work, almost everywhere. And you wouldn't go outside to smoke. You know, you'd do it all in the comfort of your own home. And it wasn't uncommon to see also a liquor bottle inside in the cabinet, even some places at work. That was part of the time.
That was
then.
The culture in the 60s, no yeah. doubt about it. How
yeah.
about at the beach? We really didn't worry about wearing sunscreen. I know I got sunburned numerous times.
Right.
You'd lay out all day soaking in the sun, see who could get the most darkest tan. Well, that didn't work for me, but certainly got the darkest sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
And some would cut up a cardboard box and line it with tin foil, and then it would reflect the sun rays so it got directly on you. Talk about dangerous.
Oh, I remember my mother-in-law did that.
Really?
A lot. It was, yeah.
So she had a nice tan.
Yeah, she had a really nice tan.
How about playing at the beach? That was always fun.
Oh, great.
And there usually was a lifeguard. Mom and Dad would let you pretty much do what you want at the beach as long as you respected who was in charge and listened to the lifeguard, watch the markers, don't go beyond them. So lots of fun times at
yeah,
the beach.
Yep, and they took care of us back then. Our bikes without helmets. How about that one?
Never needed it.
No, you'd fall off and you'd get back on again, and that would do that. Mom loves sending you to the local grocery store.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
My wife Debbie always used to go with her mom. Would tell her to go get something.
Yeah.
They owned a bowling alley at one time, so
okay.
she'd go get all the groceries.
Yeah, I used to go up to Texatonka Shopping Center in okay. St. Louis Park at Piggly Wiggly.
Oh,
was one
yes.
of the.
Oh, great! That's another one. Talk about all the
yeah.
old grocery stores, the mom and pop shops. Love those places. Sometimes you'd even buy them cigarettes back then from mom and dad. Believe it or not, no questions asked at
yeah.
the store. How about that?
I remember, I think a friend of mine, he and I went up and did that one time, and I was like, boy, my parents don't smoke. I was kind of mortified by the whole experience. But yeah, it was no questions asked. The decade of the 60s had no child-proofing electrical outlets. Remember that? Yeah. So, in fact, I got a nice curly hair one summer day, put my finger in the outlet. And cribs,
yeah.
you know, there really wasn't any safety regulations as far as the number of slats and how wide apart. And so, you know, it was crazy times back then.
Yeah. Hey, remember, this is one of my favorites. Remember the trampolines in the 60s? They weren't childproof.
Right.
Childproof at all. But they were also in the ground. I thought the trampolines were so cool.
That's right.
In the ground, no packing around them, and they were just, they were really, really, really fun. I loved the trampolines without cushion.
Okay, one of our favorites, and back then, most of us had wells at our homes.
Oh, yeah.
And the best part was drinking out of the hose, getting the great cold tasting water from the well. It had a better taste. And then I remember in St. Louis Park, we switched over to city water.
Yeah.
Definitely. No. Definitely. Not. It wasn't good.
Nothing like well water.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, how about coming home to an empty house? Mom and Dad were usually gone working or whatever.
Right.
The door was unlocked, right, all the time. Doors were unlocked, and they didn't need it to be locked. And maybe an older sibling was home, or, you know, if you behave yourself, you were good. And you found something to play with. One listener said they didn't even know where the house keys were.
Oh.
Which makes sense.
I did know where the house key was, and I don't think we locked our house, but it was under the back mat at the back door, just in case. How about this one? We didn't think about carjackings back then. Really?
No.
And most cars were never locked. No one messed with them. Even some cars had ignitions that you didn't even need a key for.
We used to have a Chevy.
A Ford that you would push the button and it would start. There was a 57 Chev, and maybe that was yours. And although you could put a key in sometimes, it wasn't necessary. So, crazy.
Yeah, and nobody would take off.
No.
Oh, how about this one? Did you ever hear about blood brothers or blood sisters?
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of something that my neighbor and I did.
No, you know, We all did it.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So both of you cut your finger and you were blood brothers and blood sisters. So back then, I guess it's considered dangerous today. I don't
know. Yeah. Probably.
How do you like this one? We all did it. Playing with mercury from thermometers. If you broke a thermometer, the kids would play with that little ball that went in
there.
And we didn't know if it was dangerous.
No,
or not.
I ate it. In fact, I still glow at night from the mercury.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's I got a glow about me.
And this one. How do you like this one, Craig? You thought this one was a good one. Chasing cars and stinky cars and smelling the fumes. That really showed we had a lot to do, didn't it?
It says a lot about your family life. Hey, Tom, go out and chase a car or a truck, will you? And smell the fumes. Come back in a couple hours.
Oh, and if you got behind a bus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you just love it.
Boy. Old Tom, yeah, he's been gone 3 hours. He's out smelling cars and trucks and buses. He'll be back in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. How about this one? And I was famous for this. Putting model cars or airplanes together and smelling that airplane glue, the stuff that we put them together. And I'd always go to like Walgreens or whatever the store was. I'd buy the model, get home, and then open the box and realize it's not the way it looks on the picture, because it's painted and it's all put together. So I'd get about an hour into it and that was it. Maybe I was just too high on that airplane glue. I don't know. How about this? Our diets consisted of lots of sugar, lots of sugar, sugar on the cereals for breakfast, snacks, salt as well. We had processed foods back then. We didn't know anything about it. And how about labeling on the package?
Labeling.
A lot of people will look at that, and not back then. We lived dangerously. We ate lots of candy. Just like we do today, though.
Just like today, yeah. And, you know, times were simple back then, carefree times, and we created things. We worked on our imagination. We played games, board games, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we plan on doing more episodes along with the dangerous toys. How about that one?
Yeah.
We got another one that's coming up. And now there's toys or antiques. just like us. Should we say vintage, right?
Yep.
Right? Say, if you have any additional thoughts or memories of the 60s, please give us a shout by going to livinginthe60s@myyahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Some of the things that might be good would be to tell us about your teachers, your former teachers, they influenced you, what they did, how about what summers were like, first crushes, huh? Heroes back then, who was that?
Yeah.
And best toys, and of course, we talked about respecting parents, so.
Yeah, it's interesting. Our most popular podcasts in the last two seasons have been the ones of memories from our listeners. So obviously, people like to hear that. So we'd love to have your participation as we move forward. So don't forget, it's Living in the 60s at myyahoo.com. Living in the 60s at myyahoo.com. So now we can relax and chill out.
Chill out.